Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue path, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rag. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We are live. Today is Friday, March the 18th, 2011. Y'all already know what it is. We're getting it live. We're getting it popping. Good show for y'all tonight lined up. Our future artist is our Lucky Me, Mr. New City. And believe it or not, Lucky Me, as long as he's been on the show and everything like that, he has yet to be pregame approved. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're throwing him in the arena. I've also got a new track from Big Dro, representing T-Moss and Baltimore's in the building. So everybody stand up. Y'all already know how we going to do the damn thing. And, of course, y'all already know earlier in the week, Nate Dogg, he passed age of 41. So, of course, we're going to get into the tribute. All of our throwbacks tonight will be featuring Nate Dogg or by Nate Dogg himself. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Of course, you already know we're going to get into the Who Need They Ass Feet. And for some reason, Lady still thinks that I can get my ass beat in my own house. You know, so we're gonna get into that and everything. The only reason why pretty much I'm going, we're about to get into a whole bunch of things. And matter of fact, Millie said we're gonna get into it right after the throwbacks. That's how we're gonna do it. But like I said, she ain't saying nothing. We got Lucky Me in the building. We're gonna get into it. But right now, it's the Nate Dogg Tribute. Call us up. Free Game Radio. You heard it. We'll be back.
No, in 404, I'm worldwide, bitch, act like y'all know. It's the abominable old man, Globetrot International Postman, hey, but Dick Dope Man, 718-202s, I send small cities and states, IOUs, 901, matter of fact, 305, I'll jump off the G4, we can meet outside, so control your hormones and keep your drawers on, till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones, 312-313, 215-803, your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. 10 on pump one needs hold itself, sir. 757-410. My cell phone just overloads.
I've got holes.
The violence and put the 44 away. Keep you the whole day. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking a hold tonight with perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok in Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Thank God. I'm the thriller in Manila, long in Hong Kong. Pimp up like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a Coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this jig like a new jack.
Is it cause they like my gangsta wall?
Gangsta wall.
Is it cause they like my gangsta tall?
Gangsta tall.
Is it cause they like my handsome face?
Handsome face.
Captain Day. can't think of. I ain't looking for a wifey.
Girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. We get kicking it live for y'all tonight, pregame radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got a lady still in the building. Now, she's upset with me, and not without due reason, I will admit, but there were circumstances, but she insists on airing me out, well, attempting to air me out on air. So, me being a man who accept responsibility.
Listen. You try to butter me up with the Nate Dogg set, R.I.P. I was jamming and stuff. I almost forgot. But, Negro, please, because yesterday we spoke, all right?
Yeah.
And I informed you, or at least you saw via Facebook status, I was having a little get-together. And I was like, you know what, why don't you come through? And you said, yeah,
right.
Sure, where is it? And I told you, and you're like, oh, it's right there. I could just catch the C train, and I'll be there, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, hours passed. I hit you up. You tell me you have bus trouble. You're on your way. Okay. More hours pass. This Negro don't show up. Nothing. I see him just updating his Facebook status like normal and shit. Didn't even hit me up, say anything.
So that's when I took
liberty to comment on your status. Oh, well, you know, what the hell happened? He gonna tell me, oh, the bus fucked up and he had to walk home and he just went home and crashed. The whole time the bus was fucking up,
what?
You can hit me up.
See, that wasn't the plan.
That long ass walk home, you ain't have no battery, you couldn't hit me up?
Look, see, here's the thing.
No. Anything you said, look, so here's the thing. I'll see what happened. It's a lie, and I don't want to hear it. It's full of shit, and you need your ass beat.
There's no lie. I got no reason to lie. Hold on.
You need your ass beat.
I have no reason to lie.
Sorry, excuse. And this is why women are bitter.
You can't just come and say what you're saying and end it. No rebuttal. You can't do that.
No rebuttal is going to make a difference. You had hours.
Okay.
You stood me up, and that's just point blank, period.
It wasn't, but see, here's the thing that you're not understanding. It wasn't an intentional.
I know, but what happened is you didn't call me to inform me that you weren't going to be able to make it.
Like I said, I accept responsibility. I was wrong.
All right, so these are your consequences. Now you deal with it. It's not, oh, I accept responsibility, and so that negates everything and every punishment. Okay, I'm happy that you're owning up to it, but this is your punishment. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right, should I be punished? Let's see. Dave the Smart Guy, what do you think? Now, you know, I had a pretty long week. I did a lot of traveling, a lot of running around, and I was tired, and my body caught up. You know what I'm saying? I had to walk home. I came in the crib, sat on my bed. Next thing I know, I wake up the next morning. Like it wasn't.
Yeah, that should be happening.
I don't knock it. I don't say that it doesn't happen. All I'm saying is, you could have on that long ass walk home. You had a phone in your pocket. When the bus was fucking up, you had a phone in your pocket.
Yeah, but
you had a phone in your pocket the whole day that was working.
It's not like he was. But lady, still, baby, come on. Let me talk to you for a sec, girl. This is what's going on, though. He had no intention of crashing out on the bed as soon as he sat down or whatever. So,
if you're on your way somewhere, right? First off, you're supposed to be taking the train, then you end up on the bus. Second off,
he's black.
You're
going to get there when he gets there.
Time out. You're supposed to go someplace.
No, here's the thing.
Nobody's expecting you.
I did tell you I wanted to go to the crib first, drop my bag, and change.
And someone's expecting you, and hours passed by. How long was the bus out of commission? Don't make me go onto my phone lock.
It took me about 45 minutes to walk from work to home. It took me about 45 minutes to an hour to walk home.
I'm about to go to my phone log because I made a big announcement and all this crap or whatever the case may be. This needs to show up. All I'm saying is you could have called.
Get on my bed. I wake up at 7 in the morning. Like I said, I was tired. I'm sorry.
You too tired to press my name?
I guess she's just dialing
off.
And I just got to deal with it, right?
Yes.
It's not like he ditched you to go chill with some other chick.
That's not the point. Though, even so, all I'm saying is that I would have liked a call, or at least when he did get up and come back to reality, if he would have hit me up. But he didn't. Instead,
at 7 in the morning?
He was probably busy in bed enjoying your hangover, girl.
He busy in bed, right?
Enjoying your hangover.
Wow.
Let me show you something. Hold on. Because this is what started.
Wow, you know what?
No, I'm English, so sorry.
You know, this is what we're going to do.
Studio at 8:01 p.m. Hurry the hell up, goddamn 43. Mind you, this is an update from the BlackBerry. So if you can update your Facebook status, so hurry the hell up, B43. You got to get home so you could go hang out with Lady Still and her friends and them. Why can't you use that same BlackBerry to just dial and say you're not going to make it?
I was strategically using my battery.
Yeah,
I was
whatever.
You already know how the BlackBerry works.
I didn't use Facebook to cop the plea.
But like I said, we got to get to this new drip from Big Joe. And then we got to get into the Lucky Me interview. You know what I'm saying? Plus, who else need they ass beat besides me, obviously? And we got to get to a whole bunch of stuff. So call us up 347-857-4302. We getting it on tonight, right? And we'll be back. It's pregame radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pregame Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out. Ah!
Let's get it.
Damn. Crazy night, boy. I don't usually do this, but from the top. Say street. Right in the wind, baby.
I ain't quite made it to success, but I've tried. These nights getting short, I stress, man, I'm tired. They say I'm on my job, but guess is I'm fine. Mine gone, I was keeping that stress, man, I'm fried. Always on my job, I'm the one that y'all hide. I ain't better than the rest, I guess they all high. Man, I keep my head to the sky. Hands high, baby, throw your three high. I said one day I'll quit, but I lied. Black said I'll be the shit, and he's right. Never could I be compared to these guys. Goose got my vision impaired in my eyes. Look close, still sit black rolls in my ties. Attach my soul to the music, and I'm tied. Boost my church, I'm just paying my tithe. CA's the gang, damn your boy ride. No wings or propellers, but damn the boy fly. Say I'm not being myself and I side 100, yeah, we keeping it real on my side. We running Baltimore, yeah, straight from the west side. Tell shorty come and visit your boy with those thighs. Don't miss out on something that's nice, I'm that guy. Told y'all that I was fly and I glide. Can't follow, I'm leading the ride and I got. Hey,
I'm just living for
this. No point to prove I'm nice like this. Dragon King, you ain't seen a night like this. You'll call me a liar if I say I ain't right this. Big Dro, they see me in the game, they like shit. Nothing like none of these lames, they might quit. I'm back in the firehouse on my night shit. I was nice when cop beat niggas with nightsticks. Go get it, when they come to that cash, I'm quite quick. Still got the goose in the glass and nice sip. I get it in for real, I'm quite quick. I don't really use the word, but the swag's priceless, iceless. Yeah, I'm in the zone of my grip. Gone, can't tell you how high my flight is. Been watching for a while, seen many lane styles. Wow, think it's time to close my eyelids.
I'm just living for today. My mind's gone later. So why you
live once. Don't be afraid that your life will end, but be afraid that it never begins. I mean, you miss 100% of shots you don't take. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. It's not the years in your life, but the life in your years that count. Dream as if you live forever, live as if you die today. Life is short. Live it up. Hey.
shout out to Big Joe, T Marcy, and pre-game approved artist. That was the joint slipping for today featuring Street Scott. Call us up 347-857-4302. Let us know what you thought about it, all right? And please don't forget, join up pregameradio.ning.com, make a profile, you know, and that's where you can pretty much also catch up with all of the pregame radio madness, everybody on board, and see what else we got planned and everything like that, all right? We got Lady Steele in the building with us today, and she just kind of verbally aired me out, but it's not how she was proclaiming it to be. But I'm going to stop.
Whatever. Okay,
stop.
Do you want me to go in?
I'm going to stop.
We have a show to go on.
We got the show to do. But we got our featured artist, Lucky Me, in the building.
Yeah.
Hope he's ready. Lucky,
yeah.
Good, man. Lucky, what's good?
Yeah, what's good? I'm on air.
How is that
you
shit?
You on air, man.
Yeah, it was good. Now, I went outside because the music is on, so this if it's a little, if you hear a little bit of noise, because they in there partying, they started early, so.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
So,
a train.
Where the party at?
Well, the party's actually in the back of my store. I got, like, this big type warehouse, you know what I'm saying? The back is a big space, so I decided, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to bring some of that Brooklyn, Rockland, you know what I'm saying, flavor out here, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So. You ready for this interview, man?
All right, give me about 30 seconds. Let this train go by so I can hear you and then give you some clear answers.
Train
still going. I'm sorry if I'm. They got one train that goes like once an hour.
That's all on that train. All right, there we go. We got him back.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
We hear you and everything around you. It's like an HD
right
now.
Free for the ladies. Free.
So y'all
heard it. Yeah, like I go to the bar and y'all come back here. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working. You see me on the phone now.
He needs to mute that until he's in a better situation.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, this train. No, I heard what she said a little bit. It's just the train is going by. I'm waiting for the train to pass. It's only it's a long ass train. All right, it's passed. I'm good. It just passed.
We'll be right back.
I remember meeting you for the first time. I felt the same feeling spitting my first rhyme. You was there, me and you, in the worst time. Now you calling me these names for the third time. Get a life, I'm a lame and a bird, right? I ain't messing with you, baby, that's the third strike. You keep bopping, I'ma keep rocking. Playing beats every day like a me.
we're live. We're back. Pre-game radio. Everything's a go now. You know, we're about to get it popping. Call us up 347-857-4302. Press 1 if you got a question for Brooklyn Black, for Lady Steele, for a featured artist, Lucky Me. Of course, like I said, we're going to put them in the arena, put his tracks out there, see what the panel thinks. So if you're in the call room, press 1. You could be part of the judging panel, see if we get a Lucky Me pregame approved, and I'll get into what that entails later. All right? So, Lady Steele, you live.
Yes, I am. I'm vexed. I didn't appreciate that, Mr. New City.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I just, you know, the ladies were just screaming. They're like, "Ah, where the party at?" And I was like, "I'm right here."
Enough excuses from the men tonight. I'm not feeling
no
that.
No excuses?
Whatever.
It was a beautiful day, so we get a break.
No, you don't.
No? All right, I apologize. As a man, I apologize. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
No problem.
You see that? And he likes snow bunnies. He doesn't even like hot cocoa like that. And he was able to get it.
Wait. What do you mean I don't like hot cocoa? Listen, when it winter time, ain't nothing like a good hot cup of cocoa.
But we were friends from Facebook page number one, okay? I peeped your movement, okay? I know what's up. So we're not going to go there. We're going to focus on the music tonight.
But we should go there. This is pregame radio. We should go there. That's good stuff. We need the truth to be out there.
Okay. All right. So why don't we inform the world about your infatuation with the melanin challenged?
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm infatuated. They tickle my fancy. And, you know, I don't have nothing against beautiful African-American sisters like yourself. But as far as a relationship, I'd rather be, with a bunny.
Oh, you want a bunny. Do they appreciate being called bunnies by a big black jungle man?
I think they do. Because you know why? Because I have chest hair, and when I beat on my chest before I sex them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Chest hair or taco meat?
Yeah, taco meat. They like taco meat.
Oh, God. Yeah, they could keep that.
Now, listen, but let me tell you something, though, about as far as taco meat. I don't know if you've been watching MTV and reading the latest magazines, but taco meat is coming back, you know, under the wife beater, and a lot of ladies is loving it.
I'm aware of what's current, and no, that's just something you're telling yourself to make you feel better. Nobody likes kibble on the chest. Nobody likes kibble at all.
Well, I got a little comb, and usually ladies, when watching Lifetime or something, they use a little comb, and they comb it out.
Got to comb the peas out, so you have to, you know, make it not appear to be taco meat. So it's not coming back then.
Well, I mean, no, it automatically curves up because, you know what I'm saying, I'm Honduran. I'm part of Honduran, so I got good hair, so it still curves up. So, but we're not talking about that, though. What you want to talk about tonight? What are we talking about? This is pregame radio. What's going on?
What kind of music are we going to be subject to hearing? Hopefully not train music.
Well, no, not train music. He said Brooklyn Black, you know what I'm saying, he wanted something fresh and something that I just recently did. I could have gave him some old tracks and old music, but it was just something recent. And I believe he got a track called, what is the track called? It's a track I wrote, with Snooki on my brain, on my mind. I wrote this track.
My God. What's
I think it's called Snooki Bear.
Snooki Bear? What the hell are they feeding you in Elmira?
What's the scene like?
I said, what are they feeding you?
They're not feeding me nothing, really. Whatever my food is, what I'm eating.
Do we have this Snooki Bear on deck right now?
Yes, we got Snooki Bear on deck. So let's get into it. Lucky me, Snooki Bear, please give me a call us at 347-857-4302. Like I said, hit one on the phone if you want to be a special guest on the panel tonight. And we're going to get into it right now. Snooki Bear, my Lucky Me. I still can't believe he did this track. Here y'all go.
Not even a bunny. She orange.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Yeah. I'm on parole now, you know what I'm saying? Smoking that good again. Damn, this shit feel good.
Yeah. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up.
I got that Kush, I got that throw, I got that purple haze. I keep the model type, diva chicks by the waist. It's your birthday, Luton, mama, get you stupid drunk. Party all the time, Eddie Murphy, watch me act a fool. Ladies everywhere can't get no numbers, I'ma laugh at you. Elmira girls, I smash a few. Catch me blowing gummy, throwing money in the air. Snow bunny say they love me, cause I keep that gray goose and my dick all in their tummy. E-pills, cocaine, niggas get your dance on. Dice making out in the corner, can't keep their pants on. Dutch roll it up, pass me a cup, sipping on that dynamite. Still making music, I'm still here, yep, I love the life. I stay fresh, I'm so blessed, I'm trying to chase that cookie. I like my girls kinda thick, ass nookie. Throw your best on, cause it's party time. And shout out to them girls smelling good and looking fine.
Bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up.
I got that Nouveau, got that Ciroc and that Hennessy. I'm doing it big, what these haters pretend to be. I'ma push you to the metal, my eyes are black and yellow. Excited, I'm around like when the Knicks got Carmelo. So lean to the left, now lean to the right. Go get them babysitters, make sure them jeans is tight. Man, it's a celebration, I'm toasted off the bubbly. I'm talking sexy in the air, yep, it's just a thug in me. Get up off the wall, I don't care, you can two-step. It's 50-50, my stop. Acting like no dude, step through liquor in your cup. Stop playing, drink it up, bring it back, drop it low. I'm trying to fill up on that butt. I do this shit for Rockland, I'm the best, come on, stop it. You matter coming back, I'm the biggest thing popping. Sex made music, holla at dawn. R. Kelly with the flow, y'all niggas pee on.
You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up.
I'm done. Yo, pass that shit, man. Stop playing, man. Pass that shit, man. We got money that went crazy. Snuggy bed.
Y'all mad. Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Yeah, that was Lucky Me Snooky, man. Call us at 347-857-4302. I'm going to get into what somebody thought about it. Dave, the smart guy, your thoughts on the Snooky Bear track?
I like it. It's catchy. Fucking really, dude, Snooky? I'm going to have to hold on my come on, son, sign for that one, son. I'm sorry. I love you to death, brother, but I'm holding up my imaginary come on, son, sign. Snooky, dog? You got to do better than that. If you're going to snow bunny it up, I mean, at least fuck with J-Wild with the big fake ditties. Even the other bitch, the other little meatball, fucking, what's her face, Dina. She's dumb. You can get it in. Come on.
Lady Still, your thoughts on the Snooky track?
I feel the exact same way. I hate it because it is catchy, but she's like
okay.
Fucking orange.
So,
like She's like trash. How do you even use her as inspiration? But it's about the music. It's catchy. It's one of those songs that you hate that you might like.
Especially because
or that
you don't know where you're going to end up, where you're going to be.
Okay, okay.
Why do
so
I hear
as far as thumbs up, thumbs down, smart guy.
Thumbs up, man. Thumbs up.
You feel?
I can't go later.
Huh?
Well,
you know we do a personal. Why are you stagnant?
Because I'm undecided. I don't like to feel like I'm psychologically liking something. I feel like I'm being tricked into liking it. Oh, fuck it. I'll give it a thumbs up for now. You better have some
okay.
others, some serious tracks coming.
So, look, you heard that, man? She said you got to have some other shit coming.
I mean, I got another decent track, Food for Thought type. You know how I get when I spit real music. This was one of Spare the Moment type tracks. It came out pretty good out of the hook. Me and my boy, you know what I'm saying, Jarrell, came out with the hook walking to see a snow bunny. So, I mean, it's one of those things.
Okay, so let's carry on with this interview here. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Maybe still lucky me. Let's do it.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. What is your genre? I'm assuming what, hip hop? Do you, or is it just rap? Do you freestyle? Or do you just write? How, like, what gets you in your mode, I guess?
I would label myself all
kids,
purpose.
Funny, like, right
all
in front of
apple.
You, and then you, like, take a puff and go in. What is your setup?
Well, I'm all purpose rapper. As far as what get me in the mood, it has to be the beat. Like, if a beat, it has to be the actual mood. I go off pretty much emotion. So, like, if I just had an argument with a girl, or if me and my boy got into an argument about something, or if I'm in a good mood, I had a good day at work or something like that, and I hear a beat and it catch me, I pretty much write to it as far as how I'm feeling or whatever. I always gotta have a topic, but the hook is the first thing that I come up with.
So let me ask you this, because this is one of my pet peeves with the music industry as a whole, all genres. I have to hear songs about freaking Bonquisha, Shaquita, Tiffany, Kimberly, and all these bitches, and I have yet to hear a song with Alex. Somebody needs to make a song. Are you going to be that person?
I'm sorry, repeat. My phone was breaking up. I'm sorry. I apologize.
What the
she wants you to make a song about Alex.
Yes.
About you, miss?
Huh?
But you know how I would make a song about you? If, you know what I'm saying, you make me some cornbread, some macaroni and cheese, you know what I'm saying? We watch some, you know what I'm saying, a good movie, you know, like Holiday Heart or something.
Just a Holiday Heart.
It was a good movie and stuff like that, and then I, you know what I'm saying, I'd be in a space to write a song.
I'm not even messing
so
with you. I'm moving along.
Song just based on your experience on the show with her today?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. True artistry. Now, that show would probably be like, bitch, 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 bitch. I don't even want it.
I think you like Lucky Me. I don't see you as that mess. You're doing your job. This is what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're giving it straight. I want you to give it to me straight. I don't want to call a radio station and people be like, oh, you know, glorify me and all that. I get that a lot. So I want you to give it to me straight, how you feel, how you see it, how you perceive everything.
I thought guys like tricks and twists and turns and stuff. You tell them to give it to you straight. Like, I don't know how.
Dude, I'm a straight shooter.
Well,
you know. I give it to the people straight all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm 100% honest with, you know, my little fans and even the Facebook family and my Twitter. I give it straight. So if I took a doodle today, I took a doodle today and it felt great.
I don't like this. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Don't be uncomfortable. Lucky Me hugs you.
Oh.
Wait, this
you love ladies
still
this?
Did ladies still just become uncomfortable? Whoa, this is a first.
Because that's the one thing. I don't like discussing fecal matter. Let's, like, move on. God. Okay. Where do you plan on going with this? Is this something that you do because you just have love for it? Does it just fill a void? Is it something that you want to do career-wise? Like, what is the ultimate goal with you recording these tracks?
Okay, well, initially, like, back in 06 or whatever, the initial plan was, and this was this crazy mental thought plan I had in my head, that I had lost my son in a situation with foster care or whatever, so I ain't had no bread like that. So I kind of figured, for some crazy reason, that if I became this big rapper, that I'd be able to get signed and get this money, and I'd be able to get lawyers and be able to get him back sooner than later. Within that process, you know, things didn't turn out the way it's supposed to be. Went to jail, came out, whatever, good, bad stuff happened. And it went from trying to become like the biggest rapper to becoming now a hobby. It's more of a hobby for me because people like my music. And if something was to spring from it, I'll be happy. But at the end of the day, I'm just going to roll with the fact that I tried something. I was somewhat successful at doing something. And, you know, it is what it is. But the goal, the ultimate goal is to, you know, I'm putting out an album real soon, and we're going to be recording Rockin' County by Cinemax, who's a big producer, and I want that to do very well. If I sell at least 20,000, you know, iTunes or whatever, it'll be a success for me, being an underground artist.
Okay, so you're not so much concerned, although it would be nice, you're not so much concerned with the fame and all of that extra stuff. This is, like, pretty much, I guess, for the love of hip-hop or expressing yourself, again, as an outlet.
Well, like I said, if you think about fame, at one point in place, you know, I used to be, which I don't condone if any young listeners are listening, I used to be a big-time coke, crack, and ecstasy dealer in Rockland County. And I made thousands of dollars and slept with a lot of women and lived that whole fame life. And, you know, that ain't shit. You know what I mean? For the most part, if I can say that on the station, it don't really mean nothing. And so within that, I was making music. And, you know, when you make music, you get emails and you're touching people across the world and they're listening to your songs and you're making it for you. But other people around the country are actually, you know, like, oh, that song touched me and stuff like that. And so it comes to a point to where, like, you make music for the people, for yourself, but also for the people.
Yeah. So I never attracted drug dealers. I always wanted one. I never got one.
Wow. So let's get into the next Lucky Me joint. Look, please tell us about this Bittersweet joint.
Bittersweet joint was just one day I was just, you know, just sitting there and I was like, yo, I heard the beat and, you know, I just got the phone with my baby mother or whatever. She lived in Mount Vernon. And she was just, you know, getting on my nerves a little bit. And that's what I came up with. A quick little freestyle. All
right, so let's get into it. Bittersweet, Lucky Me. Call us up 347-857-4302. Hit one on the keyboard. One. Shout out to the caller because the caller is live, but I think they're shy. They're either scared of Lucky Me or they're either scared of Lady Steel. But shout out to everybody in the caller. Shout out to everybody who's logging on. I see you. But call us up, hit one on the keyboard, you want to get on air, all right? But here we go, Bittersweet.
Yeah. It's Lucky Me. New City. Rockin'. Now this is the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? You know, the mixtape before the album. You know what I'm saying? Poor Man's Luck. Coming soon. I mean, it's Bittersweet, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I'm still going, my nose still runny. Battery won't die, I'm the energizer bunny. I told them I would make it, spitting through them bars. Dreams of paparazzi flashing pictures through my cars. I'm dating them fucking models, I'm fluffing them popping bottles. I'm pushing, moving niggas, I'm going full throttle. Niggas never gave me jack, I do this for my son. I want the fancy things, fuck the drugs, fuck the guns. And if I relapse, ho-po can come and lock me up. Hating ass rappers, I see you, yep, your time's up. Smack your head off, little nigga, pick your mind up. Turn me up to movement, niggas wanna sign us. Send them at the time to get this album done. iTunes, watch Lucky Me, gon' be number one. Lazy motherfuckers, it's time to get your bed made. Four moves got me to the bed. Checkmate, can't be stopped. That nigga's dead like Big and Pop. Got your little YouTube views, you think they're too hot. You sold less than 5,000, I guess you not. New city, y'all, they still love my sound. Whole county go crazy when your voice touch down. Mike Vick of the shit when the kid come around. Music scene is dead, you don't love your life. You mad motherfucker, I fucked your wife, hooker.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA stand up. The Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn. So you know how we do. We go animal people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man, and let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, so that was the joint, Lucky Me, Bittersweet. I like the people. Of course, my vote never counts. So let's get our panel back up on here. Hey, the smart guy, what you think?
Oh, damn. That was just, I don't know, I'm at a loss for words with that track, though. Honestly, like, it really, that particular track showed me a completely different facet of Lucky, though. If you really want to think about it, though, I mean, Lucky, he's like, it's weird, though. There's so many different sides to Lucky, though. There's, like, the fucking Snooki Bear shit, then it's this shit, Bittersweet. It's just like, I don't know. It's just like, it's angry, though. Honestly, I'm going to try to find that track. I'm throwing that shit on my iPod tonight. I mean, between the beat and the lyrical content, shit had me pumped.
Okay, Lady Phil, what did you think on it?
I can't find that one. I was really feeling, especially like the beat from Jump. It got me like pumped and made me want to listen.
Wow, okay. So, is this two thumbs up coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to throw in a wild card. Now, I'm going to play this next joint. Just because, here's what it is. Pre-game approved, Lucky Me already. Two joints went thumbs up. But on the next joint I'm going to play, I'm going to bring in a third judge.
Ooh.
Like I said, Lux already pre-game approved. I just want to see if you can go for the clean sweep. All right, so we're going to get into the Free at Last joint. Lux, please tell us about Free at Last.
Yo, I'm telling you, I was, you know, I just did a little violation, Gwanda, upstate. And, you know, Nicki, only music that I had was BET, 106 and Park. And then Nicki Minaj came on for life when I first heard it. It was on, like, New Year's or whatever. They performed it. And that beat touched me so much that I was like, yeah, I got to write something so when I get out. So long story short, which sounds crazy, like I'm always talking about shit, I was in the bathroom at, like, 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, after we locked in or whatever. And I just started writing. And who's around me is getting money. Because, you know, in jail, niggas got life and all that. They getting money at night, and I'm writing on the toilet. You know what I'm saying? That was the only light that I had. And then I wrote this joint. Came out. I said, it's going to be the first freestyle that I give. And this was it right here. So this is pretty deep. It's all honest. You know, I'll keep it true.
All right. So we get into it right now on Pregame Radio. And we'll be right back.
I'm still drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame. And when shit went bad, I took the blame. I had a crew of hard heads, they doubted themselves. Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help. My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild. I kept joints on the feet, her body is filled. Hood love in the air when your boys around. I couldn't save home girl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the books and chapters to go. I write my life on Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. God chose me and Marbury took our flicks. Haters, I reloaded and I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothings in the ear while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason childhood was the reason why I can't treat
treat a woman the way she need to be treated. A bad father lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free. Cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better so when it's obvious, because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick up in my jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape, but N.O. taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June Kung Fu stamps, give it in for cash.
Yeah, that was free at last. Lucky me. Man, like, the man, big shout out to him. But, as always, let's get to the judges. Lady Steele, I'm going to start with you this time. Did you like it?
I like that. I like that, but I want to hear another track just so I can negate the first.
You want to hear another track to negate? Okay. We got to come back. Let's see. Smart Guy.
I liked it because, I mean, thing is, though, like, all of, like, for the most part, all the music Lucky writes, I mean, that's speaking from Lucky, though. If you know Lucky, who Lucky is, though, if you know him, like, besides, outside of his music, this is, like, I mean, tracks like this are reflections of who he is. Like, I mean, the kind of shit he goes through, though, as a person. I mean, that's about as real as it gets, though. I mean, it's like, you could just zone into it and fucking just, like, really just have an appreciation for what this man puts on paper. I mean, that's why I like this track.
Okay. And our wild card, representing the Cash Administration, big fan of family member pre-game radio. Let's see. Oli, what's up?
Hello. What's going on? What is going on? What was the name
what's
of that
good,
track?
What's good? So, please tell us your thoughts on the Lucky Me track.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm sitting over here. I'm listening to it. I'm vibing to it. I'm trying to make up choreography to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it. The beat was off the hook.
Okay.
What he was talking about, that, you know what I mean? Like, I would definitely love to hear more from this artist as we go along.
Okay, so like I already said, Lucky Me, pregame approved artist, but hold on, we got Evan building. Ev, what's up?
Yo, what's poppin', son? Peace, what's going
Evan,
on?
Evan, baby!
Yo, what's good?
How you doing, girl?
I'm all
good
right,
I'm chillin'.
Thank you, what's good?
All right, so, what's up, Evan?
I'm popping in real quick, you know, I'm doing another show at the moment as well, so I'm just here real quick. I want to give my opinion on the track. I heard that's Lucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was feeling it. I really liked that. I ain't heard the first one. That was your second joint they played?
That was the third one that you just heard.
Yeah, I like that shit. You can't really officially take my vote because I wasn't here for the other two, and I'm not really represented on the panel tonight, but I just wanted to call and let you know, y'all, I like that. I'm glad to see you back doing your thing. You know, I got issues with you with the Snow Bunny, but that's for another show. We talk about that topic. All right.
Yeah.
Very quiet. He's hunting snow bunnies.
All right, before you go, though, is there anyone that you can think of that needs they ask
me? Yeah, everybody that misconstrued 70 degrees March weather with 70 degrees July weather, I saw all you hoes out with your grand stamps, with your titties, with your guts. You ain't hit the gym yet. I saw you dudes, too, with your wife beaters on and them peasy-ass chest hairs. It was ashy. Yo, y'all not ready for this. This ain't real warm weather. This is 70 degrees March weather. It ain't that warm yet. Yo, pump your fucking brakes. It's going to be warm enough. You're going to be able to walk around half naked complaining about how hot it is. Just fall the fuck back and say it. I threw a bitch up at my daughter's school. Oh, my God. Oh, listen, listen. I'm just glad I wasn't the kid she was there to pick up. That's all I got to say. Really.
Everybody was
out there showing your ass nasty, thinking, oh, I haven't seen a bitch with sandals on. Come on, Mama, with your sandals on.
Come on, son.
Okay?
The
it was
fuck
not
out of here with that bullshit.
Weather. Come on, really, really. It was not sandals. Come on now.
Don't!
So, those people need they ass beat for the day. Word up. I'm going to come back through those, son.
All right, so big shout to Lucky Me. Right now, he's throwing the party. Lucky, let the people know where the party's at, man.
Yep, 313 Pennsylvania Avenue, the back of Steals the Deal, which is what I own, you know what I'm saying, pawn shop, swan shop, and we out here just, you know what I'm saying, we chopping up. They mad at me right now, too, because I'm out here doing this interview and all that, but they going out the way. They ain't they without me, they going out the way. So,
how are they mad at you because you're on your grind?
Huh?
How are they mad at you because you're on your grind?
I can't even hear you. You're fucking sexy. I can't hear you that good.
How are they mad at you because you're on your grind?
The only thing I heard was something, something, you're on the grind.
How come they mad at you because you're on your grind,
though? How can they be mad at you if you're on your grind? That's what she said.
Because they want to be grinding with me, but they don't have enough courage to do it.
That's what it is. We're going to take a quick musical interlude, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about hip-hop-wise. You know, ladies still want us to bring it up, and I figure since we've got just something like hip hop on Smoking Me in the building, it might be fitting to go in on. Oh, and Yahoo, you need your ass before we go into it. Yeah, one, they couldn't even report the story correctly. When they thought that if you guys were on the internet, you guys went to Yahoo and seen it. First, they had a picture of Snoop Dogg saying that was Nate Dogg. Then these motherfuckers had a picture of Warren G.
Fucking Yahoo.
Come on,
man.
Somebody need to hide some black people over at Yahoo or something. But like I said, you're scared of losing, and we'll be right back.
Kinda horny, conventional methods of making love kinda horny. I wanna knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's full.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck, nigga, man, bingo in a sack. Who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen. I'm in the mix now, searching for the right spot to hit now, get down.
Damn, I love a dick down, you use the rubber.
Damn right,
you are my lover.
All night,
the bloody good to you, heard the lover.
Man tight, the only thing left to do was climax, let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that, all the time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen, now let's get it on.
Maybe wild, don't do that, chill, wait a minute, baby, let me please your back.
You talk a good one, shorty love, you're making me sweat. How a live nigga like a girl?
Nice and wet. Get it on to the break of dawn, damn, you're large. How a big girl like it, daddy?
Nice and hard, safe sex in it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, oh, while we're doing it.
Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn. Baby, I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it hot.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk
like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the set.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to how you flow. Now's my chance to hit you up, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind, let it go on screen while we puff the L. Laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
It is a hot mess. And the reason why I wanted to speak about it is because you have all of these women who are pretty much, like, in the same boat. You have one woman, Fabulous Baby Moms, who she admits openly that he does not acknowledge her. He told her that it's not motherly of her to go out to the club, even though that's where he met her. Then you have Jim Jones' girlfriend, who's been his girlfriend for, like, 8 years. She proposed to him in, like, a public place and kind of put him in the scenario to say yes. They don't have any kids because he uses condoms, which is crazy because groupies are running all over the net talking about how he doesn't like to wrap up. Then you have Olivia, who is supposedly trying to get her career back, but we know that's not going to happen. And then you have Mashonda, who's pretty much capitalizing off of all of this shit, you know, playing the whole, you know, victim role and giving everybody advice because of the Swiss Beats Alicia Keys scenario, when if Swiss never left, she would have been in the same shoes, putting up with it the way she was before. So that's kind of why I wanted to mention it, because there's, like, a whole bunch of craziness that they're showcasing, and it's okay for a reality show to highlight this shit, but a scripted show, people are having a heart attack about.
Okay, I see where you're coming from with that one, but until you said something about, I had no idea the show was just because it's, let me guess, this show comes on VH1.
Of course, yes, it does.
Okay, see, now, it's repetitive, like, you know what I'm saying, like, come on, after the Flavor of Loves and the I Love New Yorks and the motherfucking first season of Football Wives, and then they want to do
Basketball
Wives. After that shit, we was like, you know, well, me, I was like, come on, I'm done with this. Like, there's nothing else on there. Like, really, now I only watch VH1 to watch the motherfucking, those countdown shits that they be having, because those commentary shits be funny. But, Oli, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, geez. Well, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we never really know. You know what I mean? Like, all we really know is what the media, you know, puts us in on, but really, what does the media know? You feel me?
I got you.
Yeah, but some things we do know.
I know. Just like in, you know, anybody else's relationship that's not in hip-hop, like, the only people that are in a relationship are those two people. You feel me? So, regardless of, you know, how close you are to somebody, you still don't know what goes on in that relationship.
We don't know what goes on in the relationship. However, it's like, to a point where, like, for example, Fabulous Baby Mom, she had no choice but to keep it real about the relationship. If she would have said anything else and contrary to what she said, guarantee you, after the first airing of that, all of his whores would have sent in mad shit to fucking media takeout. Some things are just known. Everyone in New York City that is on the circuit knows that he's a fucking hot pants. He has the community dick.
I don't know.
I straight ignored it.
With these relationships, just real quick, like, a lot of these shows, like, you know, Basketball Wives, Hip Hop Wives, you know what I'm saying? You know, some of them aren't even married or whatever, but, like, you know, we judge people's, you know, the relationships, like what you said about, like, Mashonda with, you know, Swiss Beats and all that. But what we do forget is that, you know, like, oh, you know, she would have just stayed with him and blah, blah, blah. But when you're married, you're married. You feel me? Like, it's just a little different. It's not.
I've been married. I know.
So, yeah.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Guy,
exactly.
Come on, guy. You there? Okay, well,
man.
Go back to on that. Continue, ladies.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. It's everybody has their own opinion.
Because I get where she's coming from, and I understand. Believe me, I understand. However, when I watch these shows and I'm writing or whatever, it's one thing when you're writing on a scripted show. It's another thing when you're writing on a reality TV show. And when you're writing on reality TV, you know, for the most part, we know that reality TV really isn't all that real. However, there is, like, another spectrum that, you know, you don't just, at least I don't think that you should just blindly go and just write things, like, you research and stuff like that. And if you actually, like, are on the circuit where you're going out and you may come across these artists at some point in time, you the same way we can meet and you could get a vibe off of me or I can see you doing something, like, they're not exempt. You know what it is, and then you know what they try to portray. And I just cover both angles when I write. But for someone to not have an issue.
If all the sound is clear on your end, hit one of your keyboards so we can get you back in and get your thoughts on the topic. Like I said, look, if everything's clear on your end, press one of your keypad. Other than that, we're
going to call us
at 347-857-4302. Lucky News, our featured artist. He's there hosting his own party, but still took time out to show pregame radio love. So it's all well and good.
Ollie, can I ask her question really quick?
Did anyone see the roast of Donald Trump?
The what?
The roast of Donald Trump. No one saw it?
No, but I wanted to ask a question before we move on.
What was that?
I said I wanted to ask Ollie if you could see yourself being with someone for years and they not acknowledge you as a girlfriend. They say that they're single, and yet they tell you what you can and can't do. They tell you that you can't go out because it's not motherly or that you can't do this because they don't want you to, you know, partake in anything.
Oh, is this somebody's predicament on the show?
Huh?
Is this somebody's predicament on the show? Is that what you're asking?
I'm saying, can you see yourself in that situation where a guy will not acknowledge you as his, you're the mother of his child, but he will not even acknowledge that you, like, exist?
Oh, of course not. No way. What woman would want to? I definitely wouldn't want to.
Wow. Like, I don't even know.
No, that's
because
I want to ask one question, though, because she has said something. You said Olivia is on the show?
Yeah, she is on the show.
What?
I don't even understand that. That makes no sense to me, but, yeah. Thank you for that.
I don't know what the fuck the concept really is of the show, but her, I guess, plot on the show is trying to get her career on track, and she claimed that she was dating, what the hell is his name, Darrell Davis or something? Guy. She claimed she was him, and he quick, fast went on Twitter and was like, nothing against her, but we're not seeing each other. So it's like a whole bunch of shit right now. It's
okay. Also,
guaranteed.
I'm gonna exhaust all my resources. I'm gonna try to get Olivia on pregame radio to figure out what she's doing on the show and what exactly is she trying to salvage her career from, because
it's for TV. Because we all know
we're gonna try to figure out what it is. And also too, I've been speaking to a lot of people, and I've been saying, going ham this, or I'm about to go ham on that, or somebody's going ham on Twitter, and what the hell does ham mean? I'm gonna show you what ham means. Like I said, some people don't know. So here's the definition, and we'll be right back on pregame radio.
It was all good just a week ago. They could feel they sell, and then watch the stone drop. They could feel they sell. What niggas gon' do, ho? It's a new crap on a new soul. I'm in two, though. True that. Telling me you back like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, bitch, suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, hoe, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we speaking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking bitches out like Pam, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Me and Jibba. And the nigga still young.
when I had no kids. But I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as shit. Got a few white girls as bad as shit. But the head's so good, damn, my nigga glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building. Watch out below, a million out the door. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Fuck y'all mad at me for? Y'all don't even know what I've been through. I play chicken with a Mack truck. Y'all motherfuckers would've been moved. I swam waters with great whites. Y'all motherfuckers would've been chewed. I hustle with vultures late nights. Y'all motherfuckers would've been fooled. Fuck wrong these fools. Try to walk around in these shoes. See the shit I saw growing up. So maybe you can take a peek at these fools. Niggas fantasize about the shit that I do daily. Like these rappers rap about all that shit that I do really. I'm like really half a village, nigga, really. You got baby money, keep it real with niggas. Niggas ain't got my lady money. Watch the phone, don't step on our road. Bad enough, we let you step on our glove. When my nephew die, daddy's dead. Nigga took the price on my uncle's bed. Nobody call the cops, it's my uncle blessed. Don't feel like I relaxing on my uncle. Bow down, for the main homage. Don't spill hate all of my garments. Call the golf phone, fuck your fresh. Headshots, nigga, fuck your vest. Fuck the pig, no talk of my fault. Peace, God, cause you know a nigga just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham.
Yeah, that is what it is. Sorry to cut the song short, but he said, honestly, he must get back to his party. So, without no further ado, before I let the ladies back in and we start going quote-unquote ham for the rest of the show, I'm going to bring Lucky Me back up in here. He's about to let y'all know where y'all can reach him, and then he's going to leave us something, like give us a little quick little freestyle before we get him up out of here. All right, let's take it away, man.
Yo, it's Pavin's kid, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. King of the Rock still, and I haven't even been there in a long time. Check it. I'm keep it straight real quick. Look out for that new album. It's coming out real soon, you know what I'm saying? Poor Man's Luck. Mixtape drop April 1st, you know what I'm saying? Free at last. And shout out to Brooklyn Black. And I'm going to give it up like this. Acapella, no beat, nothing. I said, yo, they say I ain't lyrical. I spit miracles. I speak like Hasidic Jews. I get it, you hate me. Bloodshed to a minimum. You lose, you can't take it. Talk shit, then you get a gun. I spit a lung, you got it. Gotta live for my girl and son. Got more than one, I gotta stay. Fuck what a hater say. I paved the way, I changed. I gotta get it another way. My brother, he's a father. Got the letter the other day. Meatloaf, potato, cupcake on my dinner tray. 30-day lock-in. I did it the gangster way. I read a lot of novels. Got fat, made OJ. Pictures on my wall. Memories play replay. Lower library every day to see more airs. So more airs, niggas going up to see more years. And it's all fair, niggas wanna jump off that top tier. Telephone cuts, young bloods from ear to ear. Them young boys be crying, hope the inmates never hear. Got better gear, my worst rhymes played when I'm in a slump. I run through crews, I pop niggas like razor bumps. Y'all been chumps, you can't hide cause I see ya. You're never gonna make it, so why would I be you? I leave you impossible for you to face. My obstacles is logical, I'd rather take for me to do it. My father do, I'm still doing my thing. But why would that bother you? My white face is sexy. Nice ass body too, and yeah, she never straight. When I was stressed for cash, my Xbox, my bracelets, niggas hit my stash. I'm lucky, no sales from the past. God saw what I was doing, gave me a kick in the ass. 1 year, two posts, they love me the most cause I was smart. I never played in the block of posts. GHP, Lucky Me, nigga, me on the Facebook, Lucky Me dot aka dot Mr. New City on the Twitter at Mr. New City. You can just Google me, you know what I'm saying? Rockland rapper, Lucky Me, Brooklyn Black. Thank you for having me on the show. Little lady, I'm making a song about you too. It'll probably be done by Monday. Holla at me.
No doubt. Good looking out, Luck. Good shout out to him on the second. Shout out to everybody out there, my regular whole staff at Steals and Deals. Everybody at that party, be safe. Wrap your tool and all that. Now, let's get back into it. Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Oli in the building. That was a little dope little freestyle there, though.
He went ham.
Did he really meet OJ, though?
Huh?
Did you really meet OJ, though? That's what I want to know.
He just had to be close to the party at the same time.
Oh, no, that was cool, though. That was straight. That's wild.
So,
do our pounds you need your ass beat segment.
I didn't do pounds you need your ass beat. Well, pounds you need your ass beat the situation. Pounds you need your ass beat. Like I was getting into before, they roasted Trump recently on the Comedy Central. And the situation went up there, and for some reason, unbeknownst to me, Snoop Dogg was on the panel of roasters. But
I don't play.
You know, but the situation out there, he was visibly wasted. Like, you knew he had a lot of drink. He was up there. He knew what he was doing. You know, trying to roast, and he just pretty much insulted it and made a lot of racial slurs towards Snoop Dogg. But, of course, Snoop kept smiling on his face. Everybody kept laughing, ha, ha, ha. But you had that weird look on his face, and people watching at home like, what the fuck is he saying? I wish I had the audio so I can actually play it for you guys to hear. But situation, like, stay on the shore, man. Like, I understand, you know, you see Snooki, she branching out. And also, how the fuck is Snooki going to WrestleMania? But I'm going to get into that another show. But, you know, she got her book, and the other dude's doing the fat loss pill commercials. So I understand you want to get your thing going, too, but get a team. Find something that works. Get some writers, because if you keep going saying this shit, you say somebody's going to kick your ass in the parking lot.
Well, not even. I don't know if you've ever seen Lisa Lampanelli.
Lisa Lampanelli was on the roast.
Oh, was she? Because when she had hers, it was either hers or someone else's. And, you know, she, like, ODs on the racist jokes, and Snoop was there, too, and he got in that ass. Like, you could tell it was comedy, but you could tell, like, he was dead ass, too. He doesn't play with that shit at all.
So, pretty much, like I said, situation he's at, he bit up more than he could chew. He was up on there, like I said, you know, wasted. He kind of pulled the Charlie Sheen. And that's my thing. Also, all our female listeners in the Pittsburgh area, there's a pervert running around grabbing ass and running. So, you know, walking pairs and all that, be aware of your surroundings. They got him on video and everything, so they know what it look like. If you just see him looking all suspicious, just call the police. Let's see. Oh, did you guys hear? Did he pass Jay-Z on the Forbes list? Took him
about time, right? Baby is boss.
It took him long enough, right?
What do you mean it took him long enough? Whatever. I actually heard that. Who was it? I heard that J.D., Jermaine Dupri, was kind of salty about Jay and Diddy being at the top. And then he made, like, some statement about how he don't think...
When was the last time J.D. had his name attached to something hot?
Huh?
Like, when was the last time J.D. had his name attached to something hot?
I know, but, see, that's why he was, like, he was feeling kind of salty, and I guess he said some shit like he doesn't think that it's right how they count their money in public. But I'm like, nigga, you made money ain't a thing. It wasn't a thing when it wasn't a thing. Now it's a thing for you, and it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Be tight.
It's a thing for you. So for those who don't know, like I said, we got Lady Steel, Dave the Smart Guy. We have Oli in the building. And we just, you know, chopping it up, chilling. This 12:30, we got half an hour left in the show.
I got another pound you need your ass beat.
I have a couple.
I know. Okay. I think we could all just keep on going. But okay, real talk. if you get mad because you read a text message and you don't understand the tone, pound, you need to ask me. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I'm serious. Okay, but still, have you ever sent a message to somebody, a text message, your girl, your boo, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Like, to you, it was just nothing. It was something, like, so simple, like, I don't even know. Just, it could be anything. And then they, like, you know what I mean? Like, they get all mad or whatever, and like, oh, well, you said this is this. And you're like, well, I didn't even say it like that, though. But it was in a text message. How do you even know how I said it? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel me on that?
Yeah, for those who read too much into text messages, pals, you need your ass beat. And also, I'm even going to add to that. If you go through your boo's phone, you are looking for trouble. And if you find it, then you want to pitch a fit. Pounds, you need your ass beat. Granted, he or she shouldn't have had that type of shit in the phone in the first place. But
what you seek, you shall find.
Exactly. If you're looking for trouble, you're going to get it. So people who flip out on that, pounds, you need your ass beat. Like, one, if you ain't paying my bill, you shouldn't be touching my phone. I said, go, hey, babe, pass me my phone. But then that, you shouldn't be touching my phone.
But, what if you are paying this phone bill? Like, I'm just joking, everybody.
Well, paying phone bill, different story. Then you can't really say shit because I'm paying the bill, so I'm going to see who the hell you're calling.
Either way, so that's correct. What you're saying is correct.
Now, me and
Lisa, I might need your ass beats or whatever.
What?
Okay, I have a couple. This chick shot and killed a beauty supply owner over 6 bags of hair in Florida.
Wait.
That is too much.
Wait, what?
Yes. When I tell you I have a list, there's a lot of people that need their ass whipped. This chick killed this beauty supply owner in Florida over 6 bags of hair.
Now, what happened? She went to go buy the hair, and she didn't have enough, and the owner didn't have enough hair, or the owner wasn't trying to, like, give a refund or something? Like, what happened? Why did she go over?
It doesn't matter. Like, fucking, she killed somebody over hair.
I don't know. I want to know why. I'm sorry. Like, did she have a wedding? Like, was she like a bridezilla or something? And she went to the spot and, I don't have no hair. And then she just flipped out or, I don't know.
They were trying to rob them for the hair, I guess.
Do we know if she went to jail or did she go to a crazy home? Because, I mean, that's
well, it just happened, so I'm assuming that it's being tried right now.
Oh, well, that's crazy. You might want to keep up on that one and let me know.
Because that's like some...
Now, ladies, is the hair care really that important?
That's serious, right?
I
would
really
that. Everybody's weaving it up now.
Now, I understand because I saw the movie Good Hair. Like, ladies, they spent thousands of dollars on their hair. Why that shit still boggles my brain, but I understand that. But is it that serious where you got to kill a beauty shop owner? To kill, period, for your hair, is it that serious?
And if it's packed hair, it's not that serious because it's not even that great of a quality. And nobody needs 6 packs of hair in their head in the first place. So I don't know. But moving on to the next topic.
Oh, still, it's never that serious. What are you talking about? Oh, my God.
Like,
the next topic, there was like a radio talk show, and the topic was a shortage of black men, right? And so apparently they managed to have an enormous amount of black women that felt that they were so in need of love and companionship that they were willing to share a man even if they knew that he was bisexual.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Boo!
Yeah, that's a big boo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one, I just have to set, there is not a shortage of black men, okay? There's not a shortage of black women. Here's what the thing is, all right? And I'm not speaking for all black men. I'm not speaking for all black women. Okay, I'm just speaking from what I've seen and experienced in life, right? Most black men, they don't want to deal with, you know, how this, you know, how the black women, you know, they're strong, they're assertive, they speak their mind, they say what it is, you know. They don't want to deal with that. They want the docile chick, and they say, jump, and she goes, how high, or he come home, and the house is clean, and she got his slippers, you know, and the paper ready. That's what some of those black dudes, so that's why they'll go get themselves a white girl. Or they think they get a Spanish girl, so they'll get that. Nah, nigga. You get a Spanish girl, you just got a really light-skinned black girl with good hair. But, you know, so that's why they, or they go to Asia because they know the Asians are docile. But Asians are crazy as hell. You do something wrong, they are literally chopping your member off. So that's where a lot of guys get this whole thing misconstrued. Now, women, I'm sorry, I can't deny. Sometimes, y'all women are a bit too bitter, a bit too pushy for no damn reason. And that's why most the guys push away now. Most of y'all women, y'all scooping up white guys, y'all scooping up Spanish dudes, and y'all scooping up Asian dudes because y'all want to have, you know, these cute, exotic-looking babies. So it's a
funny thing. I mean, I'm not even going to, like, go there with you because we're going to have to extend this to go there.
What? Can I tell me a...
Moving on to the next person that needs ass beat, Phaedra from The Real Housewives of Atlanta has the nerve and the audacity to be writing a self-help book on how to be a lady. She is the same person, the black attorney in Atlanta who married Apollo fresh out of jail and said that she
Apollo.
Was marrying him because it was a form of preventing genocide amongst our people. What?
Did you just say?
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Wait, let her say that sentence one more time so that everybody can hear what she just said, please.
She feels like she gets a lot of criticism because she's a criminal attorney and she married a criminal. So her... defense is that she's helping the black population by preventing genocide because, like, he was just saying how we're gravitating more toward white and Asian and all this extra shit. She feels like it doesn't matter because we can keep it within the black community and not date outside of our race and prevent genocide amongst ourselves. Yeah, she's writing herself help.
That's right. What is
yeah,
all right.
I have the most flabbergasted look on my face right now.
That fog is
okay.
A blank stare.
Yeah, I have the blankest stare right now.
But he's half. I mean, you watch the show. Everybody, we watch the show, right? Everybody watches the show. We know who this woman is. Like this is kind of, you
know. I don't watch that shit. I don't know who she is, but she sounds stupid as hell.
Hearing it, right? Just hearing it, right? Yeah. You know. Some people we just gotta pray for. You know.
Okay. No. Yes. Okay. True. There's those we have to pray for, and then there's those that just need their ass beat.
Yes, there you go. How do you need your ass beat? That's
like, yes, there's those that need to be prayed for because they don't know no better.
Like, just pray for just pray.
Goodness, I like this list, lady, still. I like it.
But
one more thing.
Those who just need their ass beat. Like, Jason Kidd's daughter?
Yeah, that bitch need her ass beat. You mean that grown woman they have in a little girl? Yeah, she need her ass beat.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. Can I add one? Can I add one, please?
She's 17.
Because I read an article today.
What's up?
Okay. I know this is, like, I'm so late on this. I mean, I've been known, everybody been known, but for real, like, I've been stuck at the hospital all day, and I read this article, and it was, like, from in the past or whatever. But for real, Parker, you guys know who I'm talking about?
He's yeah, that is. A very
okay,
disturbing...
so no. I read this article, and I mean, again, it is the media, you know, whatever, but we've heard it everywhere, and, you know, speculation, blah, 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 whatever. But we all know, I mean, the certain facts, which is, you know, not only was he cheating on his wife or whatever in past times or whatever and flirting with this woman through text messages, but he was doing it with teammate's wife. That's crazy. Anyway, I know that's going into class, but, like, that's what I'm saying.
That's why his skin is permanently two-toned.
The people behind Tupac biopic, I don't know if you guys saw when I posted that.
What'd you say?
They are have the Notorious movie. They're working on the Tupac biopic.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're actually accepting audition videos for, they're taking submissions for Tupac, for who wants to play Tupac. And the name of the In Search of Tupac.com. And it's a month-long open call. So I'm very scared of what they're going to find.
And also, depending on if whoever's the casting director, if they can get that right person to do it, that could be a great stepping stone for whoever does it if they pull it off right.
But I don't understand, why do the Notorious movie and cast someone as Tupac in there, you know, even though it wasn't his movie, he was still, you know, pretty much a detrimental part.
Right.
Why cast that person there and then, because it was what, Anthony Mackie, I believe, that played it, and then, you know, plan on making a biopic and then not continue on with that person. To me, that should have been a part of the contract, because I know he's not doing it because he doesn't want to be typecasted as Tupac.
I don't think he did a good job
as part of the contract.
I didn't like him as Tupac at all. I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe everybody has a different opinion, but you know what I mean? Like I don't think he did
but
a good
I think,
job.
Of course, she's a Cali girl. She's not going to like that.
No, I didn't either. Actually, honest with you, on Halloween when I had my divorce party, there was this dude that came there looking like Tupac. I was like following him around the whole night.
Oh my goodness. Only lady still will have a divorce party.
Hmm?
I said only lady that still will have divorce parties.
It's Lady Steel style.
Well, it was like a new start of her life and not like. That's how
I was getting my divorce.
She did it because she got divorced. She did it because the shit got finalized.
Yes, because I was waiting on it from 2007, and it was finally finalized last year, so you damn right I celebrated that shit.
Okay. We'll talk about divorce, and as we wind down the show, what? Matter of fact, no, I'm not even going to get into that because with that, me and Lady still going to be arguing all night, even after the show.
Bring it. What you gotta say?
The only lady still has been calling me out. She's been threatening me all day.
See,
yeah, I gave
her. She has reason to.
She's been threatening
right?
me all day. But how come women like to use sex as a weapon? Me and lady still went in on this on Facebook earlier.
And what was my response to you? I said because. You allow
and
us
that's
to
bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
We don't allow that. It's not we allow it to happen.
That is exactly what it is. Let me tell. I'm telling you. Listen to me. If you're gonna ask me why we do something, and I'm telling you why it is, and you're telling me no, it's not. You obviously don't want to know why we do it.
Okay, tell me.
Like I said, it's because you allow it. A woman, assesses the individual she is dealing with. If she knows she could get away with X, Y, and Z, guess what? She's going to do X, Y, Z and go back to A and start all over again. If you put her in her place and she knows she can't pull that shit on you, then it's just not going to happen.
Because
many guys use sex against me and hold out on me because they know that I love it. It comes down to discipline. Either you're going to stand for it or you're not.
Okay, so you're telling me, like, okay, in a relationship and whatever, and you need your man to do something, whether it's fix the light switch or whatever, you need him to do something. And he's stagnating on doing it, he's procrastinating. Oh, if you don't fix it, you don't get no.
I'm gonna use my mouth.
So you don't get no so and so tonight.
No, see, I don't operate like that. We're gonna be arguing. The house that we both in. So why can't you fix?
Maybe I'm not a licensed electrician.
You guys are so happy.
You obviously know how to do it, or else I wouldn't be asking you. Okay. Or else we would hire a licensed electrician.
No, you just asked me because I'm a guy. And you
no,
assume
but
I know how to
ladies
do it.
Don't work like that. I don't just ask you things because you're a guy. There are many guys that went allowed to assemble things for me because I know they're not well-versed in that.
Wow, if they're not well-versed to do a simple thing, then I don't think they should call themselves a man.
So how are you going to say it's simple, but then you're going to tell me you're not a licensed electrician? Which one is it? Either you know how to do it or you don't.
Well, shit, I cannot fix a
licensed electrician. However, I know how to apply makeup to my face. I know how to do my own weave. I know how to rock a lace front. I know how to style myself, but I'm not licensed or certified in any of these things. So I still have people hitting me up asking me to do these things. So why wouldn't I? That is not an excuse. Now come again.
Oh, you see what I'm talking about?
I mean, can we all be happy? Like, hold on, because y'all just went into some deep something. I don't know if anybody listening, hey, everybody listening, you know what I mean? Like, everything's cool, don't worry.
No, yeah. This is what me and Lady still do.
To be drawn out, I made it very short and sweet for him. You just have to know the individual you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah,
you would have learned from that statement that all women are not made the same, and you cannot say that why do y'all. You need to rephrase why do some of y'all. And then when you say some of y'all, you need to recognize that some of y'all you're referring to are the ones that you mess with, which are probably some low-grade things.
Wait. How does come to me saying that I do? This is not that I do it at all.
You know, like I said, this was the question, right? You want me to pull it up so I can find it? You said, why do y'all women hold? I said, why do some of y'all women folk?
I said, some of y'all women folk. Now, I say, since Lady Steele was first to reply to it, she might have taken offense because I might have struck a nerve.
I don't do that. I like sex too much to use it as a weapon.
And this was all on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to light, you know what I mean? I don't know. But Facebook, it gets so personal. It really does. Facebook is a way to sex.
Well, some people got to realize
out,
it is only
I have
Facebook.
Right in front of me, and it says, why do y'all? It doesn't say anything about some. It says, why do y'all women folk use sex as a weapon? So I'm going to bump it to the top. You can read it.
Yep.
No bumping up to the top.
Yeah, it's at the top now, babe.
Look, it's all good. It's all good. We got 10 minutes left. We got F back in the building. And also, let me remind you guys, please sign up, pregameradio.name.com. Make a profile. Get caught up on everything pregame radio. Tomorrow night, we got Danny Southside in the building. Hopefully, Lady still won't have me in her sights tomorrow night. We can get through a show without her trying to shut me down or some shit like that. And next week, we are celebrating Ev's birthday. So it's going to be everything all Ev.
I'm going to be doing pregame from Florida.
What the fuck is that? You go to Florida?
Well, I'm flying out on Monday.
Shit. So it's going to be all the topics she wants us to go on, the songs she wants us to play, and everything like that. So it's going to be all about Ev next Friday, so tune in for that. We got Danny Southside tomorrow. We've got Spoken Word in 2 weeks going down. So all of you slam poets, regular poets, if you got haikus, you want to come to a monologue, whatever, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Also, sign up on the site. Let me know that's what you want to do, and we schedule to get you on air. Of course, follow me on Twitter @BrooklynBlack. Follow the show, pregame_radio. you know, I get on there where I do my random crazy stuff and follow everybody else. Big shout out to Lucky Mr. New City. Myra stands up. Free Game Approved Artists, of course, you know, that gets one spot on the mixtape. It makes him a candidate for Free Game Artist of the Year 2011. And he got some steep competition. He got people like Big Dro. He got Chase Baker. Willie C out of Compton. He got Days out of the Bronx. So, matter of fact, Johnny Swagger and Freedom from PGO, he also got that type of competition. Also, Cashmere. So, the competition for Free Game Artist of the Year is really steep. But we have yet to get female artists. You know, I don't want to make it just a, you know, just a men's club. You know, I want to say everybody.
Oh.
So let's get some female artists on pregame radio.
Vern, I just want to ask a really quick question as well, too, in regards.
In regards to?
When we're booking our artists, is it
okay.
Is same directed?
Okay, let me see. You're cutting in and out.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of,
Keep going. We can hear you fine.
Okay, I'm saying, are singers also booked on?
Yes, singers too.
Okay.
You sing, you rap, you know, Of course, they can. Singers could definitely sign up. You know, we definitely will look into the R&B and all that good stuff. But, Lady Steele, while you're up here, please tell people where they can catch the Rancid Steel and everything. Lady Steele.
On Twitter at Lady Steele. That's
LadySteele, Lady Steele.
And facebook.com/LadySteele0730 is under construction, but it's at
LadySteele01. Yeah. Lady Steele's always under construction. Even her page on the pregame radio site is under construction. So you see under construction signs, you're at the right place.
Shut the hell up.
look, see, now she wants to be on me.
Stop, you know. Already on you. You better stop.
Ollie, please let the people know.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Hey, peace, Ollie.
Hi, what's up, Ed? Hey,
how
early.
Hi, Ollie.
True. No, everybody. Yes, this is Ollie on Twitter at Only One Ollie. That is ONLY, the number one. O-L-I, very easy, again, at Only One Oli. Also, Facebook, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/nohalani.harris, and I know a lot of y'all can't spell that name, you know what I'm saying, I'm sorry, I need to change that too, you know, my bad, but that is nohalani.harris, y'all should know how to spell Harris. And then, yes, you know, I'm on pregameradio.me.com. Y'all need to get at me on there, add your music, everything like that, add all of us as friends. And then for those of you that don't know, I am also the VP of the Cash Administration. Please go ahead and go to cashmeresworld.me.com as well. And, you know, also follow my artist. Sorry, I have to add that in. Cashmere on Twitter, at DKCashmere. Please. Thank you.
All of these extra plugins, it's all good. Ed, before we get out of here, tell the people, man, let them know.
Holla at Black if you want to get to me. You got to go through Black to get to me. That's what it is right there.
Wow, fuck it. Holla at me, Facebook, Twitter, all that, Brooklyn Black. I'm in here. And you know what? I'm gonna do this for y'all. We're going to go out with a throwback. And it's not nothing you guys are used to, but Ed, I did this for you. I'm going to do stuff like this for you all next week.
Oh, shit. What is this?
Like? All right. So, with that being said, please be safe. Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect the clam. Don't drink and drive. Because we're going to come back to the game the next time. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody, please be safe. Have fun. and all of that good stuff. And we gonna get out of here with this.
It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on Pregame Radio. Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?